Pakistan's prime minister has ordered authorities to allow access to Wikipedia. The move comes days after the crowdsourced encyclopedia was blocked over accusations that it had published, quote, sacrilegious content. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
Pakistan's telecommunication authority blocked Wikipedia last weekend after first deliberately slowing down access to the site for days. The authority said it acted after Wikipedia ignored requests to take down sacrilegious content. One commentator compared the ban to closing libraries in response to finding one offensive book.
Basically, the ban is disproportionate.
Nigat Dad is a digital rights lawyer and free speech advocate.
If there are offensive pages, the best way for users is not to go onto those pages because internet is full of such content.
But in Pakistan, lots of online content is banned, like porn, newspapers from enemy India, hookup sites like Tinder and Grindr. And over the years, major platforms have also briefly been blocked, like Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And most recently,
TikTok was blocked around 3 to 4 times.
Osama Khilji is a digital rights activist. He says many of those blocks are often made in response to complaints by a minority of religious hardliners who use these bans to flex their political muscle. Sometimes they threaten to take to the streets. Other times they petition the courts or their lawmakers publicly complain. Which is what happened with the Pakistani film Joyland, a love story between a trans woman and a cisgender man. It was Pakistan's first ever film to be shortlisted for an Oscar in the International Feature Film category, but it was banned at home. And just like Wikipedia, that ban was only lifted by the Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif after a national outcry caught international attention. Khilji, the digital rights activist, says the restored access to Wikipedia in Pakistan is not quite a victory.